Hello, and welcome to another episode of Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be taking a closer look at the Women's Cyber Jutsu Organization. This organization is a nonprofit that encourages women to take on cybersecurity roles. They build a community of knowledge and encouragement, and I think it is a great way to get more females into the industry. Let's take a deeper look and see what they can offer you. Before we jump into the episode, let me update you on a few things. First, thank you to everyone that has listened to my podcast these last couple of weeks. I interviewed Christian Espinosa a few weeks ago, and if you remember, he is my first cybersecurity professor, and now he's a best-selling author. I had a blast talking to him and about his book about leadership, entrepreneurship, and cybersecurity. If you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend you go listen to that episode. We just crossed over 1,292 downloads. We're still far away from my next goal of 2,500, but it's starting to feel a lot closer now. With your help and support, I know we're going to get there very soon. I'm so thankful to each and every one of you that tunes in to listen to my podcast. I really do hope you find something of value here. Please feel free to share my podcast with your friends and family so that they too can benefit from Cybersecurity for All. If you want to leave a message, there's a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me there at apetechda. If you enjoy the cybersecurity content but want more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I post even more content about cybersecurity there that I think you might enjoy. I love cybersecurity content. I love creating it. I love creating here my podcast, so you have to go check out what I'm doing across all the other mediums. I am particularly very proud about what I'm doing on TikTok. I am talking cybersecurity, but it's a little bit more fun, a little bit more entertaining, and so I usually tend to tell people to come to my podcast if they want to get deeper cybersecurity topics, because on TikTok, you're going to get some laughs, you're going to get some entertainment, you're going to learn a little bit, but you're definitely here on the podcast is where you're going to get the most. So, all right, that's enough of the updates. Let's get into today's episode. I think the Women's Society of Cyber Jutsu is awesome. I've been in the tech industry my entire career, and there really is a need for more females in the industry. The program is designed to encourage girls to get into STEM by offering a hands-on curriculum. The program was started in 2012 and is ran by volunteers. Besides the hands-on training, the WSCJ, as short for Women's Society of Cyber Jutsu, also offers networking opportunities, access to conferences, and leadership training. One of the benefits that I find the most interesting is their study groups. Jumping in the field of cybersecurity can be challenging for anyone. Having a great support group to help guide you through the different hoops you have to go through to enter the field is amazing. These groups offer sessions where you can study for specific exams, which, based on my experience, really do make a difference. I was trying to get someone that is a member of Cyber Jutsu to join the show, but due to the sensitivity of their work, they told me they couldn't come on the show. I'm going to see if I can find someone in the future, but for now, I thought it would still be beneficial to at least look at their website and discuss the details that are shared publicly. If you are someone that is wanting to get into the field of cybersecurity, I would recommend you join a group like this. Even though this group is really geared towards women and females, they do accept males. But in general, my encouragement is to find a group if you're trying to break into the cybersecurity community, is to find a group with values and areas of interest that are interesting to you. Joining a technical field is pretty daunting, and it's just something that a lot of people tend to shy away from because of how daunting and challenging the field could be, right? But having a great support group can make a major difference. I know that if something like this would have been around when I was trying to decide if I wanted to become an engineer, my life probably would have been a little easier. I had so many questions, and I didn't have any resources to help answer them for me. This group and groups like this are a great way to network and build community. If you're a student, or if you know a student that is interested in tech, I would recommend you take a look at the Cyber Jutsu or similar programs. Besides the networking, learning, and community benefits, you also get access to a couple of other perks, such as discounts to certifications. Certifications can help you stand out and can be valuable for people looking for a career change. If you're interested in supporting the program, they also take donations, which are a tax deduction, and you can also support via Amazon Smile, which is a program designed to donate a small portion of your purchase to the organization of your choice. I would also recommend you check out their events page and see if there's something that might interest you. For me, having access to the study groups is super beneficial and makes the membership worth it. Studying for these tests can be very challenging, and having a group of like-minded people going through the same struggle can make all the difference in the world. I know that when I took my class, studying for the exams was a lot easier when we're doing it in class. Studying by myself, which is what I eventually ended up doing, it delayed the process, right? I was more prone to procrastinate because I didn't have any accountability, and it was just me doing it on my time. When you're studying with a group, and this is something that this organization offers, it helps motivate you, it helps keep you on track, it helps you learn faster, because the topics or questions that you don't know, you can always just study with the group and you're more likely going to remember them. So I would definitely recommend that if for any reason, like there's a lot of benefits to joining the group, but the biggest reason that I would personally join a group like this would definitely have to be for these study groups, because being able to study with a group of people definitely helps. Membership is $50 for students and military. If you're not a student or military, the full membership is $100. Depending on where you are in life, this membership might be the thing that you need to help you get started with your technical career. Personally, being a member of a group is very important for growth. My advice to you would be that if you join a group, try not to be shy. Joining a group like Cyberjutsu isn't going to be a magical silver bullet. All your problems, doubts, and uncertainty are not going to magically go away. To get the most out of a group like this, you need to invest your time and commit to getting the most out of it. Reach out to members of the group, attend events, and be an active participant. I know that this can sometimes be hard, but I assure you that if you step out of your comfort zone, you will be able to reap the benefits. And I've been in this position before. When I was in college, I joined groups, and it was hard. It was, you don't know people. And especially right now during a pandemic where face-to-face events are a little harder, it might be more challenging for you to speak up during a Zoom call, right? Or maybe it's the opposite, right? Maybe because events aren't face-to-face, this is a perfect opportunity to take advantage of the fact that you're in the comfort of your own home and try to build a community with those that share like-minded interests. Whatever is going on, though, you should really consider joining a group, though, because honestly, like, if you can get past the shyness portion of it, and I know that this is something difficult for tech people to do because we're usually very shy people, right? We're not very outspoken people. We tend to read more and do more interpersonal, more quiet type of activities. And maybe the thought of getting together with a group of people freaks you out. But think about all the people that are in this group, right? They're very similar. And they probably at one point thought the same thing, right? But the value that you get from joining a group, I think grossly, it tips the scale, right? You're going to get so much more from joining these groups than you would if you are just a bystander, or if you're just trying to do this all on your own, right? Because when you're trying to learn something on your own, or you're trying to enter an entire new market that you might have not ever been in, right? Like a new field like technology, it could really be daunting, right? You can really get overwhelmed with all the information, right? And this is really across the board for all the like STEM stuff, right? All the science, all the maths, all of those things can be very daunting at first because they're just an overwhelming amount of information. And the skills and the imposter syndrome and all of that is just, it's a lot, right? And so if you have an opportunity and you find a group like Cyberjutsu or something similar, right, I highly recommend step out of your comfort zone, give it a try, right? You're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And don't let this be one of those shots that you miss. There you have it, your overview of the Women Societies of Cyberjutsu. Are you a part of any tech organization? There are many orgs out there that each have their own specialization. When I was in college, being a part of the Association for Computing Machinery, or ACM, was super important to my overall success. I was part of the local student chapter, which meant I had access to a ton of resources that otherwise I wouldn't have had. I built a community and relationships with other students in the organization. I had a blast being an active member of that community, and I really learned all my leadership skills because I used to be the president and very involved in the organizations. I highly encourage you that you seek out a similar organization if you are thinking of joining something new. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me, and see you on the next one. Bye.